morning.
Good morning. It's
good morning. Nancy, hi.
Hi.
Oh, just a minute here. I see the host hasn't joined, so I'm going to go in and do this. Hold on here. Who all is here?
Monty's here.
Hi, Monty.
Good morning.
Good morning. And did I hear Nancy?
Oh, yes.
Hi, Nancy.
How are you?
I'm good.
Have you heard how Rick's son is?
No, I have not. I haven't. All right, can you see me fumbling around here online on the screen? Monty?
No.
Oh, good. You can't see all this mess I've got?
Nope.
Good. Okay.
Sorry.
I'm glad.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what all you guys could see. All right. Margaret's not going to be able to join us today. I know that. And, you know,
it is after 7. Okay.
Looks like we're going to have a kind of a small call.
Okay. Well, good morning, and thank you all for joining me this morning. I kind of wanted to go over and review some of the stuff that we have been talking about. I got a call yesterday from Steve Crowfoot, after, bless his heart, after the call, and he told me that he realizes I've said I don't like to measure. I do measure. I just don't want to do it every week. And he said that he's got a thing on his website, and I went in and looked at it, at allswell.org. If you go under lifestyle calls, about halfway down it says, track your weight in inches with a measuring chart. And he's got it. It looks like it's on an Excel spreadsheet or something. But anyway, it's kind of cool. You put in your weight and your measurements. You put in your goal, you know, what your weight would be, what you want your weight to be. And then when you go back in and you do it again, it tells you what percentage, it calculates the percentage for you. So that's kind of cool to let you know how you're doing on your goal. So, I went in there, again, it's allswell.org, under the lifestyle calls. So, I think it was a ways down. And then about middle under there, it said, track your weight and inches with the measurement chart. So, I'm going to try it. I didn't have time yet to put in the figures that I've already put, but, you know, it's going to be kind of fun to figure out what percentage I've been. And then also, you know, I've been talking about the walking, and I read, I don't remember where, but I read somewhere that we should set a goal to get 10,000 steps a day. That's pretty healthy, 10,000 steps a day. You know, I've got that, I'm at my walk, and I go out and I go for my walk and everything, but it doesn't tell me how many steps I've done. So, I found, I went to ask.com, which is a place that I found out from Monty that it'll answer almost any question you ask. So I asked how many steps there are in a mile, and it was kind of fun. It took me to this I was able to go to this website, and it tells you to mark off 30 feet and, you know, put like a piece of tape or something, and then start walking and count your steps that you do in that 30 feet. So you're going to want to, you know, mark off 30 feet, but you're going to want to start kind of before that, so you're taking a few steps. So you're really gauging your stride. And count how many steps you take in that 30 feet. Now, I took 15 steps, which I guess isn't a very big stride, but you know, that's a 2-foot stride. And then there was a way to, if you go for Walk for Life, they sell pedometers, but they have a chart on there for forms so that it'll tell you how many feet, how many steps you take. Well, my 2-foot step is 2,640 per mile. So I was kind of excited to know that my 2,640 when I walk my 3 miles is 7,920. But we've been actually walking about 3.5 miles, 3.6 I think it is. And so I've been getting like my 10,000 steps in, and everything else the rest of the day is a bonus. Whoa. I thought that was kind of cool to find out.
That's damn right.
Yeah. 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 So anyway, and then the other thing is that other website I told you I've got it on. I'm at my walk, and that's for my iPhone. But also I know there's all kinds of free, and it's a free program, all kinds of free things on the Internet to help you, you know, get out there. A walk can be kind of boring, but it is kind of fun to have that thing on my telephone, on my cell phone, so when I get home, or if we're within a block of the house and I don't think we've gone far enough, we can walk around another block, you know. But it's just kind of fun. And then when I get home, when you get home, you can, it'll tell you how many calories you've burned, which is kind of discouraging. It makes you think twice about having something not on program if you look at the calories. But also on their website that I'm at my walk, it's free, you can fill in the type of exercise you're doing, the length of time that you did it, and your age and your weight, and it'll calculate how many calories you burn. So that's pretty cool too.
Mary Lou, that's I?
It's I, like for iPhone. It's just the letter I, map my walk.
I map
my walk. And it actually, you know, you turn on your GPS. There have been a few times, Larry, and I probably wouldn't have gotten home if I hadn't had that program on my phone, because you never know where I might take off.
Got it.
I want to walk a different direction all the time. So, yeah, there's lots of those on there. Okay, and then another thing, I know that we're on the right track. I don't know, I'm sure everybody knows who Suzanne Summers is, and gee, she just turned 65, and she looks absolutely fabulous, and she's won a battle with cancer and everything, and she was on, I think it was on one of the, being interviewed by, oh, I think it was Dr. Manny. Anyway, on Fox Network or somewhere, I saw her, and I had a piece of paper. Right away, I grabbed it and started jotting things down. And she says that what she does is, it's really, really important. There are switches. In our body, there's like 5 switches that can be turned on to fight cancer. This oncologist, the doctor, and I didn't get his name. I couldn't write that fast. Anyway, he said that these switches get turned on by our diet and our lifestyle. And so it's really, really important that we stay away from toxins, and we've talked a lot about that. Even cleaning our household cleaners, we should be using green household cleaners. And getting back to, you know, what our grandmothers used to use, I suppose, before we had all these spray cleaners and everything with all the toxins in them. She'd say getting away from those toxins in our food, and also in even our household cleaners is one of the things that will turn one of these switches on to prevent cancer. And make sure that the meat that we eat is not glued together. We just talked about that. What was that called? Pink slime or something? Well, make sure our meat is not glued together. And I know they're even gluing cheaper cuts of meat together to make them look like they're fancy cuts in the store. So we definitely want to get, you know, organic, grass-fed, blah, blah, blah meat if we're eating meat. She also said that'll do a switch. Making sure that we get our 8 hours of sleep and making sure, and, you know, some people, I suppose 6 hours is normal, 7 hours, but everywhere we go, people are saying 6 to 8 hours of sleep. I mean, golly, if we could, Nikan's always known how important sleep is. They've always, you know, that's been one of our flagships, so always having a sleep system. And, you know, there's lots of ways to guarantee that you're going to get a good night's sleep. That will also turn on one of those switches. And then managing stress, 1, 2, 3, 4, managing stress, and, you know, Dr. Oz meditates, you know, prayer, just sitting down and putting yourself, closing your eyes and putting yourself in that place that you would love to go if money and time were no object. If, you know, I go to a Hawaiian beach and I can close my eyes and take myself there and I can actually hear the waves. And so we want to make sure that we can take time during the day to be able to unwind like that. And if we could do that a couple times a day, just for, you know, 5-10 minutes, that sends out those wonderful endorphins, because our subconscious doesn't know that we didn't really go to that beach. So managing stress. And she says, don't eat, shower, or breathe any toxin. Chemicals are killing us. Okay. So, here we're talking a lot about eating. We talk about our water system. We talk about our shower. And then make sure that we're using, you know, green household cleaners. And we've got our wonderful Air Wellness. Did you guys know that this new Air Wellness is soon to be, it isn't yet, but it's trying to be classified as, or Nikan is getting it through. I didn't hear the whole deal, but I've heard rumblings. As a class 2 medical device, it's better than the HEPA that, you know, it's 99.9999. So,
and the reason that is what, you know, is it because of, if it's class 2 medical, it can be covered under insurance?
That I'm not sure, but you know what, I got the link to the, did you see the WebEx?
No.
Okay, I will send you the link to that WebEx. Of Dave Balzer when he talked about it. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Another thing Suzanne Summer says, oh, and she says, I eat real fats. She eats organic foods, she does take vitamins, and she eats real fats. She says every cell in the body needs fat. So that's not bad fats. Those are the good fats that we've been talking about. And she says that if she's out or at someone's home, she said there are times when she will absolutely go without eating if she knows that there is something in that food that could possibly have toxins. And, you know, I think of that time that Ruth had that horrible reaction with that soup at that Chinese restaurant. And, you know, she asked ahead, and they said, oh, no, no, we don't use any MSG, And then, Monty, I think you pointed out, you know, a lot of times they may not add it, but it comes in the base or whatever is being sent to that restaurant, the soup base, maybe, that they start with. And one other thing here, I was reading also, and I went back this morning, I tried to find the article, but one thing that jumped out at me, I was reading about GMO again and how it is sprayed on everything. I'm going to find that because it's going to be good to bring to the call. But there were two food labels that absolutely refused to have, they will not have their name on the label if there's any GMO on the foods that were put into their into the product. And those two labels are Whole Foods, if it has the Whole Foods label, and Trader Joe's. And I'm so excited that they do that. Now, Monty, you've talked, too, about, you know, the co-ops and everything. I still want to do some research here and see if I can find a co-op. Although our farmers markets now have closed until November. So, you know, it's pretty hard for us to get local stuff when it's 106 degrees out. It's not our growing season right now. So, anything anybody wants to add on any of that stuff?
Well, one of the things I can say, and that is that, you know, you can go on the internet and look up, I don't know the exact website. I'm trying to think, because my computer crashed, a lot of my favorites have disappeared. But you can go on your website, like if you're looking for organic meat, organic beef or vegetables or co-ops or whatever, you can actually go on the internet and find them in your local area. And I think that's one of the things that kind of helped me, that put me on the path to know exactly where I could go in my local area to find those kind of things, like grass-fed beef and co-ops or that sort of stuff as far as vegetables, things like
oh,
that.
Oh, good. How did we ever live without the internet, huh?
Nowadays, I was talking to my son this weekend when he was down doing my computer, and I'll tell you, I told him, I said, you know, I realized not having a computer for that 3 or 4 days. I almost wanted to say to him, you know, I almost feel like I'm addicted, but there's just so much information. Of course, there's bad information, too, so
right.
You got to be selective, but it's so
right.
True how, yes, it's true.
Yep. Okay. And then I get my brand new prevention magazine. No, I guess it isn't a new one. Just one I happened to grab in the library here in the reading room. How America Got So Fat and So Sick. And just, I'll go over this real fast because I'm preaching to the choir here, but it might be beneficial for the recording. 20% is how much, okay, our refrigerators have expanded in size over the last 35 years. By 20%. Our refrigerators have gotten bigger. And proportion of all trips under 1 mile that Americans are making by car, 75% of the trips under a mile that Americans are making in a car. Average American is watching 158 hours of TV a month. And that's up 22 minutes from last year. I can say I'm not guilty of that in my house. And 52% of Americans who sometimes cook frozen dinners rather than fresh, whole food. And then now we've got the riding lawnmowers. Energy we don't burn in a typical day thanks to labor-saving devices like tractor lawnmowers. That's costing us 111 calories. And this amazed me. The amount of added sugar that Americans consuming a day is up to 35 teaspoons. Ugh. No wonder we are getting so sick. So what are we going to do about it? Monty, you and I have talked about this a little bit, and I get my brand new Network Marketing Times magazine, May and June 2012. Boost your business with a talk. Why speaking at service clubs can pay off in multiple ways. This gal was a beauty operator, and she was selling, she was a successful hairstylist, and she was also selling some, hair products. And so the hair company she was affiliated with hired her, by the encouragement of a mentor, she attended the Dale Carnegie Public Speaking Course and then became a Toastmaster. And the hair company product she was affiliated with hired her to deliver seminars for other stylists who carried her product line. So anyway, she started reaching out and just doing different talks. So this is what she said. Why would you want to give a free talk? And, you know, here Ruth has put this all together for us. I think all of us on this call also want to increase awareness out there. We want to increase our, I know I want to increase our business, because if we don't increase our business, you know, we're not getting the word out. We need to get the word out. We want to help people. And she says in this article that every service club is looking for a free speaker for next Thursday. She says your first talks to local service organizations like the Rotary, Kiwanis, and Optimus lead to many more invitations. And this guy, this Al, was one of her loyal hairstyling clients and recommended her to speak at a breakfast club. And at the time, all the members were men and good prospects for a salon. She was excited to discover that the same day she addressed them, three members of the audience made lunchtime appointments in her salon. Whether your business is in network marketing or insurance or printing, an effective speech will bring you recognition and eventual business. You can talk about your hobbies, your interests, or charity of choice. Your introduction will mention your business. You will be networking and meeting new local business professionals. And then they said, what should you talk about? Well, number one, people don't want to be sold. So, what do you know that other people want to know about, or what do you know that other people should know about? Well, that got me kind of excited, because everybody should know about what we're talking about on this program. Ruth already put these slides together for us. And we can do these slides, or she's got those slides, for her evening presentation. And maybe we take out the product ones. Maybe we go and do a talk about, being a partner with Healthy Child, Healthy World. You know, we can contact them. We can get one of those kits for doing a party, raising awareness. So just, you know, let's just all think out of the box here a little bit. So anyway, it says, what are the questions that people ask you most often about your business or your industry or even a hobby or other interests that you have? You can talk about anything. The main thing is getting out there and people knowing who you are. It's a starting point for promoting your product or your service. But remember, no one is eager to listen to a sales presentation. So that's why, you know, Karen mentioned Senior Center over there in Clay Elum. She wanted to get this, you know, this anti-inflammatory information out to the Senior Center. You guys just had Bone up there in Seattle. You had Dr. Naidu and Dr. Ken. So your goal is to be interesting, informative, and even entertaining. And this leads to the audience members wanting to have a conversation with you, a conversation that can lead to a friendship, a client, or a referral. So how do you get invited? It says to first develop your speech. Ruth's done that for us. Then tell your friends, your clients, associates, and acquaintances you're available and would love the opportunity to speak to local programs. Search online for service clubs in your town or city. And in most cities, the local chamber of commerce will be at the top of your search. Find out who the program chairperson is. They have a tough job and are always looking for interesting speakers. An entertaining, interesting talk on any subject that is professionally delivered is always well received. And you now have the opportunity to make yourself and your business more visible in your community. Yeah. Have you maximized that experience? Well, write down your short introduction, including the importance of your subject and why you are the perfect person to deliver that message. Make your short biography available to the club well in advance for their newsletter. Most organizations have websites that are going to advertise the program, so include a good photo and link to your website. Go to the event early so you can meet as many people as possible. Find visitors from other organizations and mention, if you enjoy my presentation, please just give my card to your program chair. Have a handout or a flyer. Develop a one-sheet flyer detailing your key points and information on your topic. Don't offer, it says only offer a catalog or a brochure if it's appropriate. I wouldn't do that. If you have any, have had an article published, I don't know if you guys have about you, I haven't. Make sure whatever you offer includes your own contact information, and the big deal these days, you guys, is that QR code. So you can make your own QR code by going, does anybody need that information, or does everybody know how to make a QR code? Is QR code?
I need help, but I probably figured out.
Yeah, the one I like the best is QRcode.kawa, kawa.com. It's the easiest, and it's free. QRcode.kawa.com. Okay, then, of course, collect business cards, and also you could hold a drawing for small prizes, such as a product sample or a gift certificate for your business. Drive traffic to your website or blog. So, when I saw this, I thought, you know, how we need to increase, we need to get the word out. This is another way that we can get it out. We want more people to join us on the calls. I think this is valuable information. I think you guys would agree. What do you think?
Where was that information that you were just talking to us about speaking at groups?
Okay, this came out of the May-June 2012 Networking Times.
Networking Times?
Networking Times, yep.
Thank you.
I don't know if you get that magazine or not, but you guys, I don't know what happened, but I ended up losing the website here. I can't get back onto the... Am I still on the web? Or did I X out? I'm there?
I see the chart.
Oh, good grief.
I mean the...
Okay. There, I found it again. All right. Okay, well, that is what I wanted to bring to the call today, because I know we talk a lot about how are we going to get more people on this call. I think if a few of us get out and get the word out in the public about inflammation, how important it is to help people get rid of inflammation, then that, I think, will help us increase calls, and if nothing else, it's going to increase our business if we get out there and we spread the word about that, because we do a presentation. A lot of people belong to B&I and those kind of things, and this article says no one is eager to listen to a sales presentation. Well, here we go. If we belong to a networking group, but we're giving them information, that's just going to, you know, they know then that we're not there just to sell. We're out there because we want to get the word out. They're going to become our friend. Then they're going to, I believe, want to know more about what it is that we do. You know, after we're through with our presentation, you know, if you want more information, be sure to contact me, because I've been doing this for 20 years. You know, I've been dealing with the wellness industry for 20 years. And I am a humans being more consultant, and my job is to help others do, be, and have more, or whatever you want to do. But I just thought that this was great insight. And one last thing, I saw a doctor. I saw my doctor yesterday, and I've had some little issues. And this was a follow up, and I was praised up and down for number one, having released some pounds. Thank goodness that's because of this call, and being accountable and being on here. Released some pounds, number one. Number two, my activity level getting out and doing our walks. And number three, my blood pressure in the doctor's office. And some of you have heard me say before that I've been worried about my blood pressure. My blood pressure yesterday in the doctor's office was 118 over 70.
Great.
Not bad.
Oh.
So anyway, do you know what he said to me? He said,
no idea.
Most people will not do what you're doing.
That's true.
Most people won't do it. He says, I end up seeing people when they've already got cancer. They've already, got horrible heart disease, all these, different problems, Alzheimer's. He said, most people will not do what you're doing, he said, and just keep doing it because that prevention is the big, big key. He said everything in life has risks, and you want to always take the road with the lowest risks. And he says, by gum, getting out there and moving and losing weight. He asked me if another doctor had put me on blood pressure medicine, and I'm not on blood pressure medicine. That's the amazing thing. This program works, you guys.
It's exciting when doctors say things like that to you.
Yep. Okay,
that's
we're past any questions or last-minute comments. Nancy, are you still there?
I am.
Okay. You got some ideas about where you're going to go talk to people about
this? Well, wherever I am, and like in the produce department a lot of times, I get to talking with other customers.
And, oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea in the produce department.
That's right. Just wherever you are, I mean, it's kind of like women tend to, I don't know about the men part, but women tend to be able to strike up conversations with others about healthy eating and things like that. But it can come from just a simple little question. Like I was talking to the lady about the sweet potatoes, trying to figure out the difference between the yam and the sweet potato.
Uh-huh.
That led into talking about our call and things that I do with the nutrition that I've been studying for years.
Wow. Good. Yeah, and that Monty is the one that shared that site with me, but wasn't that an eye-opener to see the difference between
That's
a sweet
right.
potato and a yam?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Great, great thing to just start a conversation with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any last-minute thoughts? All right, I'm going to get out before it gets too hot. I'm going to go get my walk-in. So you guys have a great day. Let me see. Tomorrow is Thursday. Hopefully Ruth will be here. And you guys have an awesome day. Put your minds to work. Think about different places that we could be sharing this presentation, or healthy child, or bone, whatever. We just need to get out and let people know that we are NECAN. We are Humans Being More Consultants, and we are going to make a difference. Okay. Pardon me?
Another
yes.
place we can talk to people. Now, I don't know where you are, if you have these, but it's called Lone Star College here. I don't know if those are everywhere. But they have groups where seniors get together to learn, and that would be a good way to introduce them to some of the healthy lifestyles.
Absolutely.
But continuing education or whatever you want to call it. But a lot of times seniors sign up for those, and that would be a nice group to talk to.
I know, because here is something that we can do, that we can actually start reversing problems in our body right away. You know, some people think, oh, well, you know, I'm too old, blah, blah, blah. Well, it's a baloney. We're not. We can change. We can improve our quality of life, our quality of our health. We can do it by making positive changes.
Well, we can slow a lot of things down. That's for sure. The older we get, the wiser we become. You know, if we do have situations, just by changing our eating habits and things like that, we can slow a lot of stuff down.
And most of the time, people are just unaware that there are other avenues than going with a prescription drug. I mean, they just assume that the man in the white jacket has all the answers, and so that's where if they come in contact with someone who says, no, there are other ways you can stay off of medication.
That's right. That is absolutely right. Has everybody here had their vitamin D level checked?
Yes. And surprisingly, mine has always been high. I thought the first lab made a mistake because I kind of avoid the sun. I don't spend a whole lot of time in the sun. But whatever else I'm doing, and understanding we have to have K2 along with the vitamin D3 and the bone mineral. The K2 is, my doctor says, that's kind of the new kid on the block, that if we don't have enough K2, we can't even absorb the sun, you know, the UV rays from the sun to make the vitamin D. So do your doctors talk about K2?
No, and I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, I live in Arizona. I've always taken, for years, I've taken a vitamin D3. Naturopaths in Washington State had checked my D levels, and I was really, really, really low. So I've always taken quite a bit. And when I moved down here, and I was here for a few months and found a new doctor and went in for a checkup, and I had stopped my vitamin D3 because I was getting out in the sun, and I was positive I didn't need it. And they did my blood work, and they called the next day and said, you need to be taking it. Do you take a vitamin D supplement? And I said, well, no, I just quit it. And they said, well, you need to be taking it because your vitamin D is dangerously low. So I'm one of those people that has trouble turning it into vitamin D in my body. So I started again taking 10,000 units. I take 5 in the morning and 5 at night. And my last blood work, he said, oh, your vitamin D is perfect. If you keep your vitamin D where it is, you'll never have to worry. But I have to do that through a pill. So I'm going to check into this K2. Boy, Nancy, I'm glad you brought that up.
Also, another doctor, alternative doctor, they find that even people who work out in the sun, like construction workers, sometimes their levels will be low. But that was years ago before I knew about the K2, so I thought, well, maybe that's what is taking place. If they don't have enough K2 to convert it, then maybe that's why it's still low. And this other alternative doctor, he said, I need to ask him where he learned this so that I can see it in writing, but he said after the age of 25, we do not gain vitamin D from the sun. He said all you are getting is a sunburn, but I need to find out where he learned that. but he's...
Yeah, I read that. I read that somewhere too here just recently. I get a, and like I said, everything's been wiped off my computer, so I got to go back and find, get back to where I used to be. But I used to get a vitamin D newsletter, and it's from the vitamin D. That's what I'm trying to think of. Where did I get the newsletter from? The Vitamin D Association or something. I'm going to try and find it again. But that's one of the things I'm finding out, too, in my previous newsletters. I didn't save any of them. But that, you know, that really we don't, the sun really isn't, we just don't absorb what most people think we absorb through sun. It just isn't. Mm-hmm. We're not doing it.
Well, and so many problems like MS and so forth has been linked to not having, you know, the vitamin D. I remember reading a long time ago, and I've always had this in my head, the reason I am low with vitamin D is that if you are obese, which I am in the obese category, if you go on any one of these goofy charts on the internet, when I put in my height and my weight, I'll come up as obese, they say that your body cannot change that. It cannot take the vitamin D from the sun and whatever it was that Nancy said. You can't absorb it anyway. You can't store it.
Oh.
You cannot store that vitamin D.
Right.
And Roger Drummer told me a lot of people make the mistake of they'll be out in the sun, and what do they do? But they go right in, they take a shower and wash all over and everything. And he said, if you do that, you can't, your body cannot absorb that, the vitamin D either. He said, if you've been out in the sun and you feel like you want to take a shower, you go in and you just shower with the water. Don't use any soap then, because it takes certain lengths of time for that vitamin D to be converted.
I have heard.
Came from Roger Drummer.
I have heard that. I think they said for at least half an hour, 20 minutes to a half an hour maybe, to allow it to absorb.
Yeah, he didn't give me a time. He just said, if you're going to hop in the shower, just don't use soap. So, that would be a good question to ask him. Or let's go to ask.com. Okay, now we've gone, it's 7:45, and we've got to get out and talk to people, you guys. So appreciate you being on the call this morning, and appreciate you chatting, and I hope you got some benefit out of today's call. So,
thanks, Mary Lou.
Have a great day.